This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Consumers, insurance companies, and health providers are experiencing deja vu. Politicians are once again attempting to make big changes to health care. This time, Republicans are in the driver's seat. But there's a disagreement within the party how fast they should go in dismantling the Affordable Care Act and where they'll end up. Shemaine Mills reports how the ACA is more than just health care. It can also affect someone's career.
Most Americans get health insurance where they work. Some are stuck in jobs they hate but can't leave because they'd lose benefits. There's a name for that, job lock. A 2008 Harvard Business School study estimated it affects 11 million people. 30-year-old Sadie Tischer was able to free herself from so-called job lock because of the Affordable Care Act. In 2015, 2 years after the marketplace was up and running, she bought health coverage for herself and started a business.
I have always wanted to work for myself and be an entrepreneur.
Tischer formerly worked as a disability benefits specialist for Milwaukee County and also as an elder benefits specialist for a nonprofit law firm. Now she's an independent insurance agent with her own office in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin Health Insurance Advocate.
I love the independence of it. I love making my own hours. Deciding the direction of my business is amazing.
Before the ACA, getting insurance could be difficult. When Tischer was laid off from her job at Legal Action of Wisconsin in her mid-20s, she tried to get individual coverage and was told she had a pre-existing condition.
My pre-existing conditions were small things. I had hurt my ankle in a hiking incident and had to have physical therapy for it. The issue was resolved, but it was still considered a pre-existing condition.
She also had been on an antidepressant after a family member died. Because of these two pre-existing conditions, she was denied insurance she sought and offered a less comprehensive plan. Even though this was before the ACA, some insurers still allowed parents to put children on their plan until age 26. And that's what Tischer did. It's a popular provision of the ACA. President-elect Trump has said he supports it. But if young people can be on their parents' insurance, they're not purchasing their own coverage. State Representative Joe Sanfilippo says this is an example of how the ACA is unsustainable and not well thought out. The chair of the Assembly's Health Committee says it's a great benefit, but it undermines the insurance market.
Well, you want those young, healthy people buying insurance and paying premiums. So now you're shooting yourself in the foot when you allow them to be on somebody else's plan until they're 26.
So Republicans have a dilemma. Scrap all of Obamacare or save some of it. Keeping older children on parents' insurance is popular but costs money. The House has laid the groundwork to repeal Obamacare, but there's no consensus on a replacement or when it might take effect. That makes some who rely on the marketplace, like Tischer, nervous.
I always tell clients it's kind of a game that we play. We're betting on our own future health. And the Affordable Care Act sets mandated limits for an individual's out-of-pocket spending. Before the Affordable Care Act, it was the opposite.
In other words, patients were on the hook for bills until they went bankrupt. Before the ACA, insurers could stop paying after a certain amount, usually $1 million over a lifetime of benefits. Patients without insurance are a problem for health care providers, too. Mike Wallace is CEO of Fort Healthcare. During a panel discussion in Madison, he says he's seen a lot of changes in the industry, and he's preparing for more by channeling his inner Aaron Rodgers from the Green Bay Packers.
I tell people to relax. You know, seriously, a little perspective on this on the front lines.
Wallace says if Obamacare is repealed, people will still need care. And he says it's their job to ensure they get it. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.